Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for continuing to stay with me. I'm excited about having our good buddy Russell Brown back on the show. Russell's an old friend of ours, a very long time member of our Brain Trust. In fact, in about 2 months or so, we'll be celebrating a 10th year anniversary with him as a member of our Brain Trust. He's been a faithful member of our Brain Trust all these years, has supported us in so many ways, he's become a good friend. He's the author of two books on buying and selling a business, including Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business. And he is the creator of an outstanding program called BizPricer that you can avail yourself of. But more importantly, as I said earlier, I'm very happy to say he's our good friend after all these years. Russell Brown, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. I'm really glad to be back and help you celebrate your 10th anniversary.
Well, thank you. You've helped us get here, Russ. You know, I was telling the audience before you got here about how I measured how we were doing in the early days when things were so tough. You know, one of the ways you keep score in business is you keep score with money, right? Because you ask for customers to do business with you, and they do it, or they don't, and you measure your success with the money that you make. But when you're starting up, there's no money, not enough money for sure. And so I was just talking about, I just said that, you know, what I did was I checked my position. I checked with people to see if I was, you know, I was taking a sort of their reading of how we were doing. And one of the ways that I felt that was happening was through people like you, because you're busy. You got lots of things to do. You wouldn't return and do a show over and over for 10 years if you didn't feel that it was a quality product, that it was reaching people. And so you're one of the people whose position I checked myself with.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, I thank you for you know, giving me good feedback and for always being here for us. But I'll tell you, Russ, as much as anything, I've enjoyed being able to talk with you about buying and selling businesses, partially because those are important topics. Those two, buying and selling, one or the other, are very important topics, I think, in the marketplace. But also what we've done, Russ, what you and I've done, is as we've talked about that process of buying and or selling, we've also talked about the operating of a business, how to operate, how to practice the fundamentals, all the different fundamentals. And you, maybe more than anybody in my Brain Trust, and that's the reason why I wanted you to be my first guest this week, you, maybe more than anybody in my Brain Trust, have helped me cover the landscape of operating a business.
Well, thank you. That's high praise coming from you.
Well, it's you deserve it, and I appreciate that. And today I know you want to talk about getting your business ready to sell. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's something that a lot of business owners don't think about until all of a sudden they have to sell their business, or they decide they want to get out of their business and let's move on, see what we can get for our business, that kind of thing. And they haven't really thought about this, about maybe there's something I should be doing to prepare the business for sale on the marketplace, to make it look better for potential buyers. And also, one of the things we've found, as we've and talked about over the years, is that if you're preparing your business to be sold, and even if you have no intention of selling it for 20 years or 30 years or forever, I mean, it's a good thing to do, to go through the process of getting it ready to be sold, to tune it up, so to speak, and because that's going to help you look at things that you might not look at in the operating of that business and help you save money, make yourself more profitable, streamline the business, et cetera, et cetera. So it isn't just a thing that you do just when you're ready to sell the business, but it's something you should probably do as an ongoing process in your evolution of your business over the years.
You know, Russell, when an airplane is flying across the country at 10,000 feet, or if it's a jetliner, 30,000 feet, and they're going to land somewhere out there, in the, you know, ahead of them, they don't get over the top of the airplane and then dive down to the airline, the airport. They have to take all kinds of step-down measures, all kinds of steps to make the transition well in advance of getting to the airport in preparation for landing. And it's a very similar concept for a business owner to do. They've got to do things way out in front, folks. You can't wait till you decide to sell or somebody makes you an offer to get your business ready for sale. And we're going to talk with Russell Brown about this some more right after these messages. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Hey, Jim. This is Ray Keating, Chief Economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Wow. 10 years as a small business advocate. Congratulations. You ask the right questions, provide great insights, and have a true passion for small business. How much do I get paid for saying all of this again?
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Mr. Little bit of humor from Mr. Ray Keating there. Thank you, Ray, for those nice words. You know, Russell Brown, by the way, folks, is our guest. I can't get away with anything around here with my Brain Trust members. They're always...
Someone has to keep you on a straight and narrow.
Yeah, I got 100,000 comedians out of work, and I got Ray Keating. Russell Brown is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. As you probably can tell by now, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and very happy to be doing that. And we're doing it with our good friend Russell Brown. Can't think of... You know, you're my very first guest this week, Ray. I mean, yeah. Russ, during our 10th anniversary, so... You know how, if you didn't know what high regard we put you in before, you know it now.
Yep, I'm the lid lifter for the anniversary week.
That's exactly right. Okay, we're talking about buying and selling a business, actually getting your business ready for sale. Russell, you've got some good points that you'd like to talk to us about. And folks, you know, Ray, Russ, let me say it this way. If you folks don't do these things, if you're not ready to sell, don't do these things and think, well, if I'm doing them, I must be thinking about selling my business. Do them sort of like a, you know, it's number one, as Russell said, it's good for your business, but also you could just sort of have it as a little parallel universe that you're operating along beside your existing business, that, you know, where it would always be ready if you ever needed it. Go ahead, Russ.
Okay, well, one of my pet peeves on this whole process of selling a business, preparing it for sale, and all that, is that people don't allow enough time to do the kind of things that they need to maximize the selling price of the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing to me how many times people buy my valuation software or my books, and they've got to have it immediately. It's got to be shipped overnight. I mean, I never imagined that the business would need to use, you know, FedEx or UPS overnight, you know, for my things, because it takes time to implement them and to do these kind of things. But frequently, and people sometimes pay more than the price of the product to have it shipped to them.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. But so you need to get to think. If you were doing this regularly, sort of doing a business checkup, thinking in the back of your mind what it's going to take to maximize the sale price of your business and tuning up here and there and doing a few things, if you do that over the years, I think that when the time does come to sell, and by the way, you will sell your business. You can't keep it forever.
One way or the other, you will exit your business.
Excuse me?
One way or the other, you will exit your business.
Yeah, one way or the other, absolutely.
Head first or feet first.
That's right. If it's not you, it's your estate, your family. And so you want it to be, it's this value to be maximized. And so start doing it now. Start getting into a habit of doing some of these things that I talk about. in tuning up your business. Oh, and start early. And if you if you haven't done it at all, and you're thinking about selling the business, even if you're just vaguely thinking about, start now to look at these things, because frankly, a few of the things take 1 or 2 years to implement.
What's the first one?
Well, let's look at the whole area of expenses. And you say, well, that's kind of logical that you're going to get your expenses down and your income up. But think about that for a minute. You can't really do that and have it reflect in the operational character, picture of the business without having some time elapse. So again, you need to start looking at that. And the and when we talk about expenses, just a few things we can talk to you about is like things like I'll bet you every business has got periodicals, things that they subscribe to, services they subscribe to that they just don't use anymore, or don't read or whatever. And it may sound like a trivial thing, but it can translate into increased operating income and therefore increased business value. And there's a powerful thing at work here, which I like to introduce right or very early so people can understand. Because most businesses are sold as a multiple of their net operating income, what this means is, let's say your business sells for 4 times a multiplier, 4 times your earnings. So for every dollar you save and get off of the expense sheet and can improve your provable operating income by, you're going to get a 4-to-1 return. Think about that. Where else can you get a 4-to-1 return on anything? So even if you only clean up $500 on your books for periodicals and services you don't use and things you've signed up for on the internet and automatically deducted all that stuff, that gets, just say it's $500. Well, that ends up being $2,000 in your sale price when you sell the business. Okay. And that's a tiny little thing, and that's what we're just starting talking about these things. But how many of those kinds of expenses are on your books? Fraternal memberships. Maybe you don't go to these various fraternal organizations anymore. You know, maybe once you were an avid member, but now you're still paying $1,000 a year for membership fees.
Hold on to that thought. Russell, give us your website as we go to a break.
Businessbookpress.com.
His books are there, Preparing Your Business for Sale, and Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business, and his software program, BizPricer, which is outstanding. 10 till. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ray about multiples of revenue. Are people buying businesses that way these days?
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me as we kick off our 10th anniversary week, celebrating it here with you and our good friend Russell Brown, who's our guest this half hour and coming up on his 10th anniversary with us sometime, I think, in January. I think it is. And we're looking forward to that. Russell and I are talking about how to get your business ready for sale. Russell's giving us some good pointers. Russ, give us your website again, please.
Businessbookpress.com.
And you can find the BizPricer software there, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. And I know Russell, if they tell you that they've heard you on my show, you're going to give them a nice little package, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. If they let me know that they've heard me on your show, and they buy the business valuation software, I'll include a copy of my best-selling book.
And that's about $1,000 book, isn't it?
I wish.
it's a very good one, folks, so be sure to take advantage of that. Don't forget to let Russell Brown know that you heard about him on my show. Russell, we were talking about buying a business based on multiples of earnings, the profitability of the company. But lately, I've been hearing people talking about buying a business based on revenue, X times revenue.
Yes.
10 times revenue, 5 times revenue, that sort of thing. What do you think about that?
I think it's dumb. To me, in my philosophy, and if you stop and think about it, it should be anybody's philosophy, is that you're not buying a business for the amount of revenue it can generate. You're really buying the business for the amount of money that it can return to you. So, and sometimes those things are not synonymous. And frequently they're not synonymous. So, you think about it for a second. Let's say there's a company for sale for $1 million that has annual revenues of $2 million, but it's having a actual net loss of, say, $100,000 a year for whatever reason. And don't say that there aren't businesses like that out there, or don't think that there aren't that, because there are. There's a lot of companies like that. And or say even break even, doesn't matter. But the point is, do you really want to spend $1 million or $2 million for the right to lose $100,000 a year?
But everybody's going to recast, any savvy buyer is going to recast the financial statement, aren't they?
Okay, and rather than getting, I was referring to recast earnings.
Yeah.
And so let me give you some examples of this. I mean, marinas typically operate near the break-even line. Any business that has a large amount of capital equipment needs, I've looked at so many businesses that have where they have to put millions into either their equipment in a manufacturing process, heavy equipment in a construction kind of an operation.
Distributors work on very tight margins.
Yeah, and so there are a lot of and getting into the commercial real estate world, I mean, sometimes a lot of motels and things like that are just not making money.
So in the minute we got left, Russell, wrap all this up for us and put a bow on it.
Okay. What you need to do if you're a business owner, don't wait till the last minute to start thinking about the fact that you want to or need to sell your business. Start thinking about it now. I say, hey, if you just started a business or bought a business, whatever, that's the time to start thinking about selling it. Mm-hmm. Not when you need to, not when you have to, not when you're sick, not when you've passed away.
Could we say it? Could we say it a different way, Russell? Instead of saying think about selling, could we say operate it as if you might have to sell it?
That's excellent. I like that. That's the
operate it as if you got sick and somehow you had to sell it. Operate it as if somebody came along and made you a deal you couldn't refuse and you wanted to maximize the price. Operate it as if that might happen, not
exactly.
that you wanted to sell it.
Right. And the two big benefits come from that. One, you have your business ready to be sold to take advantage of that opportunity if it comes along, or if there's some negative thing that you need to sell for. And secondly, you will gain the benefits of the improved, streamlined operations over the years.
Absolutely. It'll be a good thing all the way around. Russell Brown, thank you for being here. Thank you for all you've done for us over the years.
Okay. You're very welcome, Jim, and I hope it's another 10 years.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Russ. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, but it'll be the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program has always been for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.